But also, like, so gel if it's just for a little while, well, what do you need it for? Like,
I don't know.
A photo?
Maybe you're with your partner, like, hold on. Gel.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Exactly. Like, ta-da! It's going to go down, so snap the pic now.
Yeah,
you know, like, what?
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
All right, so we're really excited to have Selena Kaulbach in the studio today. She is a New York-based comedian. Also, she does At New York Vowels.
NYT
right?
Vowels.
At NYT Vowels, yeah. Which is a Twitter account that you should follow. It is kind of well, she's going to explain everything in a second, but I'm delighted to have her here, so welcome.
Yay, yes. Thank you so much, Jaquetta and Katie. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, we're so happy to have you. I was watching some of your YouTube videos and doing your stand-up and storytelling at Risk. You were on Risk, and
I was
just crying.
Oh, nice.
Very, very funny. So you have been doing this for how long?
Oh, God. Sometimes I hate saying how long, you know.
Yeah. I think it's like, good, though.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I started in Boston, gosh, like over 12 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. But when I first started, I would get up once a month, and I was like, okay, this is doing it. Like, when you're young, like, you just got to be figuring out your voice every night. So, so I say 12-ish years, but I'm like, as far as, like, really grinding, I'd say more like 8.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So I started comedy around the same time and then quit shortly after.
Yeah, I know. we used to be on shows together.
That's why I think it's good for people to hear that, like, you know, you can do comedy and keep working on it, and then eventually you end up kind of where you are, which is as a solid working comic.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I still have a normal job.
Yeah,
but that's
a working comic.
It's New York.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we live in New York City.
Yeah.
But I do, I mean, I like where I am. Like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, I should be out hanging out at Stand Up New York, or I should be like, and I'm like, you know, if this is as far as I get, that I get booked most nights of the week, and I'm out running around, but I still have a 9-to-5, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm pretty happy with it. And I sometimes wonder if that's, like, inhibited my growth, but I think it's just good to be at peace with where you are.
But you're also not done.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always, like, out hustling, like, NYT Vows, I'm doing that all the time. I had an album that came out in December, so I'm not just like, I guess I'll float, you know, like, I'm still doing things. I just think, you know, as you get older in comedy, you don't need to be going up to 6 mics a night.
You know, like, you have your material, you have places to work it out, you know what works. So you mentioned your album, Seen Better Days. I bought this. It's on iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes.
It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, thank you so much for buying it.
I love this.
So on iTunes, Seen Better Days.
Seen Better Days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and
okay.
It's on, like, Google Play. And, I mean, there's other places to find it. I don't understand technology at all.
Okay. It's out there.
Yeah.
And somebody helped you with this and put it out there.
Yeah, someone who's the brains of the operation.
Okay.
Thank God.
So can you tell us a little bit about why you call it Seen Better Days?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I love this story so much. And I think it's such a good... Because I feel like with comedy albums, you want to pick a title that, like, communicates, like, this is a joke album. You know, this is a comedy thing. So, it's the story that I love telling about how, you know, what was it, like, 2 years ago, I guess. Ugh. I randomly, I know, which I'm like, God, time flies.
It does. And as you get older, too, you know, some things I think that happened, like, a couple years ago, and my husband's like, that was, like, a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, but 2 years ago, where the world was.
Yeah,
I know. Exactly.
The world.
Yeah,
I was like, happened.
Things were good.
Yeah.
I got an email from the casting director for Red Oaks, which is the show on Amazon that takes place in like 85, 86. It's a great show. It's Jennifer Grey. Richard Kind is in it.
Oh, Richard Kind.
Yeah, yes. He's lovely.
Yes.
I know. And what's his name from Mad About You? Paul Reiser. It's sort of a funky little show that takes place in, like, a country club in New Jersey.
I'm happy. I like Paul Reiser.
Yeah.
I have all the Mad About You DVDs.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I bought them because I thought my husband and I would enjoy them. And I was like, this is kind of like our show. And he's like, I don't like that show. I had no idea. We used to watch it together. I guess he was just putting up with it because we were dating.
Okay. I know that he's married. You guys are married. He's like, I can come clean.
Yeah.
I'm not into it.
Yeah, I don't want this DVD set. I'm good.
Exactly.
So anyway, so you're working on...
So the casting director emails me, and I don't know how she found me. I mean, I joke around. I'm like, it's like any opportunity I've ever gotten in my career. Like, I don't know how I got it. It fell in my lap. if somebody was like, oh, that's, you know, you really knew how to do it. It's like, no, I don't. And I could never replicate this. Like, so she emails me and is like, hey, do you want to come in to audition for the role of a female stand-up comedian?
Well, do you do a lot of acting gigs?
Not really.
That's, I didn't know.
No, so. Yeah, okay. That's why I was also okay. Like, but they wanted a female stand-up, so they just reached out to female stand-ups.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And
why act?
Exactly. Right. I mean, yeah, you would think that it's like, well, I guess I know how to do this, you know? No, I don't.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I mean, well, I think it's harder for an actor to act like a stand-up comedian and learn that very specific delivery.
You can always tell when you go to clubs who's a comic on the stage and who's an actor doing comedy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's two different things.
I know. And my understanding of L.A. is, like, it's a whole lot of actors doing comedy.
Yes. You know? It's mostly, like, I went to a very famous place there. I won't say the name of it. Yeah. And I was horrified by everything that everyone was doing. So it's a lot of actors, they're doing comedy, but they want to showcase.
Yes.
So they got to sing, they got to dance, they got to do a Russian accent, they got to do like a Puerto Rican accent, they got to do a young person, an old person.
It was like, it'll seem great if you also do stand-up, you know, like for your resume.
So their whole act is act outs.
Yeah.
And they're no jokes.
So they got in touch with you.
And then they got in touch with me and they're like, hey, come into audition. And I was like, okay. And so I was like, all right. Although I will say, like, I don't consider myself an actor at all. Like, I have so much respect for actors. Like, my sister went to, like, Circle in the Square Conservatory.
Oh, my God. Oh,
there are people who, like, really, like, my cousin went to Juilliard. Like, these are actors, you know? Like, I'm like, nah, I don't know. Do you need someone to look like a trash can? Like, okay, you know? Like, so I go in and I audition, and the audition is terrible. Like,
what was it like? You just walk into, is it everything you see? You walk into a room and there are three disinterested people
behind
the table.
Yes, exactly. In a conference room. Yeah. And they're like, okay, read these lines.
And you're like, lady, you called me.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, now do your act. And I'm like, do my act in a small conference room for like two people. Like, it did not go well. Like,
oh my God.
Because also, I think I was just so sort of spooked as to why they even called me. And everyone else on the sign-in had like management and representation. And I was alone. And I think I was a little, like, total imposter syndrome, like, ate me alive, so.
Do your act.
Yeah.
Do your act.
Just do it.
I know.
Be a sweetheart.
I know.
Did you just pretend to have a mic, or, like?
No, I don't think I did. I was just like, like, this is so bad. So I left, and I was like, okay, I didn't get that, whatever. And then 2 weeks later, casting director emails me. And, you know, bless her heart, she's like, okay, obviously you didn't get the role of the female stand-up. She's like, but we have a role. So I was like, okay, okay. But she's like, we have a role that we think is better for you. Here's the character description, and here are the sides. Come in tomorrow. And at this time, I was 34 at this time. And so the character description is Rhonda, blousy bottle blonde in her 40s, done some hard living, seen better days. And I was just like,
kidding.
I know, and I was like, oh, I really want to get this role, but also I really hope I don't, you know, like,
Rhonda?
Yeah, 40-something, and I'm 34 at the time, and I'm like, okay, I probably look too good for the, you know, like, and then it's like,
you do
like,
old age makeup on me.
I know, you're going to really have to age me, and then it's like bottle blonde, like, you know, like everything about it, I was like, oh my God, and also she's the host of a late night call-in local cable access sex advice talk show.
So winning.
Like everything about it, I was like, oh, but I also was like, oh yeah, I know what I look like. You know, I mean, like, I feel like because I am sort of half WASP, half like, I choose my words carefully, but because, you know, my father is a Southern gentleman from Arkansas and I definitely relate to that side, but also my mom is a WASP from the Upper East Side. So I feel like depending on hair and makeup, I could play it either way.
Okay,
you know?
Got it.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to do my hair big. I wore these huge earrings. I wore like bright lipstick and I went in there. I was just like, yep. And again, it was all these girls from like, who had like three arts on the sign in, like it was all, or like Paradigm, or like, or, you know, people were just like represented very well. And I was there solo.
But they didn't have that life experience.
I know. Yeah. I was like, oh, yes. I know how to do this, you know? So I did it really well. You know, I nailed it. I was really happy with it. I walked out there. I felt so confident. They emailed me a couple weeks later. They're like, you got it. Here's the shooting date. You know, are you SAG? And I was like, no, does that, you know? And so now I'm like SAG. I must join. But yeah, when I was recording the album, I didn't come up with a title before I recorded it, but I was like, oh, you know, I was hoping that one punchline would hit pretty hard. And then I'd be like, that'll be the name of the album. So Seen Better Days, I think it's like, just a good testament. Like, a lot of my stories in the album are about, like, bar fights or, you know, ridiculous stuff. So, Seen Better Days really, like, spoke to me.
That's awesome.
Neat.
Yeah.
It was by the way, people, if you haven't seen what she looks like, this is a young, attractive woman.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
And
thank
it's funny because if you only listen to the album, the stories are such that you're like, man, she's been around. Yeah. You know, it goes into the category where we say that the road hard, put away wet.
Yes,
some of the stuff,
yeah.
Some of the stories, yeah. Are, you know. And then you say that you're a fresh person.
Yeah, you're definitely a look fresh. Yeah. You don't look road hard.
You don't look road hard.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, even though you've seen better days yet.
Yeah, so you look wholesome.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, for the cover, we definitely did like a rock and roll thing.
That was awesome.
I kind of want it to go with the like seen better days, very like Tawny Kitaen, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're going for.
It was a cool album cover. So how's it doing? How do you...
It's doing well. I got some good press with it, which I was really happy about.
Okay.
And, like, pre-orders are the name of the game. Like, I had this publicist who really helped me navigate Shark Party Media. They're wonderful. All women-run publicity house.
Wow.
They rep comedians and bands. And they got me some great press. Good interview on, like, Split Cider. So I ended up for 2 days. I was at number one on iTunes comedy chart, which was fun.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
And it's just because like you really got to get the pre-orders in. So then, and then release it on a random day of the week. Like it was like a Tuesday before Christmas, you know, and it was just like, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. But
Netflix,
very,
so you hear that?
There's no specific day of the week, I think, because music is released on a certain day of the week.
Yeah, I think books are Tuesdays.
Yeah.
I think with this, you can release any day you want, I believe.
Okay.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, I was just I was really happy with it, too, because the beauty of an album is, like, I recorded it in July. I could have moved quicker if I wanted to, but I had, my friend died over the summer, and I was just sort of, I gave myself August to kind of, like, take it easy, and so I didn't release it till December, but that's still a pretty tight turnaround.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to be like, these are my jokes, this is my current stuff, you know, like, you know, with book publishing, you write a book, and then you're, you know... copy edit and legal edit and then printing, and by the time it comes out
it's forever. It's like forever.
Yeah.
Like I don't even remember what it was about.
Exactly. You don't remember any of your own book, and it's just you're like, oh, this feels stale and this isn't quite relevant now. You know, like I was just so happy with the album that I was like, this is so me. This is truly how I feel, and yeah, it's like felt sort of current of like how
now does it. I mean, she has a book out. It's still around.
It is. It's not out of print somehow, but it's not selling.
So I was just wondering, does the book, what was the title of the book?
It's called The New Rules for Blondes. It came out with
HarperCollins. I knew it was Blonde something. Yeah.
Oh, and HarperCollins.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it was with HarperCollins, but it was with an imprint of Harper that promptly went under.
Oh,
yeah, which I was like, what an omen. You know?
Yeah.
But
so is the book similar in any way to the material that you've done?
Not really. I tried to have it be, because in the book I have a story about, like, getting mugged, and I chased my mugger down.
Which, I love that story.
Oh, the one with the purse?
Yes. The one on wrist. Yeah.
So my husband, that when I mentioned you, he's like, oh, they're running in the street with the purse from Boston.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like one of his favorite bits.
Oh, I love
and
that.
He heard
my
that
calling card.
Years ago.
I know.
Years ago, and he remembered that.
Great memory.
So,
oh, my gosh.
You know, he's like one of these comedy groupie types, sort of.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting what you remember of people's acts, you know, like the one joke you latch on to. And sometimes the person doesn't even do it anymore, you know? It's so strange.
Do people ever come up to you and, like, quote your jokes to you and you're like,
Yeah, and it's so weird. Like, and it only started happening with the album, but... Yeah, like, it's such a bizarre phenomenon because it's so flattering and cool, but it's also like, whoa, like, you know my intonation of my joke.
Yes,
you know?
How do you, what's the correct reaction for that? When someone gives you your material, it's like, yeah.
I know. I'm just so excited.
It's funny, right?
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I'm like, isn't it great? But I would wonder if that happens to you every day, you're probably like, oh, I know. You know, like, I mean, if you're, like, Chappelle.
Yes, I'm funny.
Like, oh, I got it. Yeah. Oh my god.
It must be tough.
Yeah, I know. It was so hard. But I did, for the stuff I put in the Blonde book, was really, I tried not to have any overlap with the album.
Okay.
Just because, also that mugging story, I feel like it was my go-to for so long. So I had that in the book. So I didn't put it on the album because I was like, I want to have fresh stuff, you know. So the bar fight story, which ended the album, is one I haven't used really anywhere else. But I tell it on stage occasionally, but it just, you know, it's such a like weird, you know, Guns N' Roses, cover band, bar fight, bloody fist. You know, I was like, this is a fun way to, like, wrap up the album.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
And it's a very good story.
Yeah.
So now I have a couple of other friends and acquaintances who put out comedy albums. Do you feel like you can't do this material anymore?
I do. I mean, I felt such pressure as soon as it came out. I was like, okay, like, that's all on the shelf now. You gotta, you know, write some new stuff. So it was kind of, it was good and bad. Like, I really gave myself August to, like, chill. But then in September, I was like, okay, Selena, like, what's happening? You know, because it was, you know, it's a lot of, like, some of the stuff there is, like, old closers, like, old standards.
But it's all your A stuff.
Yes, I know.
So all, not all of it, but, you know, it's a long
fresh
album.
Now. You have to come up with all
new I know. And I've only, I mean, I've had, like, two stories that I'm telling a lot now on stage. And also because it's more fun for me to be like, yeah, I'm not sick of this yet. You know, like, with all that old stuff, like, I was sort of sick of it by the end, you know. But yeah, so I've been doing a lot of new stuff, although I need to be doing more new stuff. Like, I really need to be writing more, but isn't that what, you know?
I think everybody
how many
does,
hours are there in the day? And then you're supporting yourself, you have a life, you have to have some balance. Yeah.
So are you working on any other projects right now?
I mean, I'm just sort of cranking. Oh, well, actually, you know what? I'm co-hosting this podcast that's the companion podcast to Bridezilla's on WE TV. Which, you remember that show?
Yes.
Isn't that bonkers? Yes. So it went away for a couple of years. It just came
back. It's coming back?
Yeah, it's back right now. It's on Fridays at 10 o'clock.
Oh, my
Season 11 of Bridezilla's. And, yeah. I know, it's so nuts. So they reached out to me and Julia Rossi and were like, hey, would you guys want to co-host a podcast that goes with it? So I've been working on that with Julia and Forever Dog, which is this production team. And that's been super fun. And they found me because of NYT Vows.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So... And I'm like, I do NYT Vows, but it's like a Twitter and an Instagram. And from that, I have a new literary agent. So we shopped around the idea of like a small gifty book of like my silly little tweets, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we had no takers yet, but they were like, just build the following and then we'll see. So, you know, I've just been sort of playing with that. But I love that, like, that's just me. I don't answer to anyone. If I don't want to touch it for a week, I don't touch it for a week. You know, like, some people are like, be strategic. And, you know, this time. And I'm like...
Yeah, so you have to tweet during the hours of 12 and 2.
I've been following that Twitter account. I didn't know it was you. I don't expect it to be every day, but whenever something comes up, I'm like, oh, wow, look at this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah, I kind of, yeah, and I don't know, like, I just think it's not fun for me if I'm like, okay, I need to, like, whenever I hit a threshold of like, oh, 8,000 followers, 9,000 followers, that's cool. But also, I'm not, you know, people are like, well, by, you know, April, you should have X number. And I'm like, I don't care.
Why?
Yeah, like.
They come and go. Followers, like, they're there. They leave
people
you. There's
get busy.
No rhyme or reason.
We have.
They delete accounts.
Yes.
It's like.
People, I've talked to people who listen to the podcast and they don't listen to it for months. And then they'll do a binge. They're like, they're going on a trip.
Yeah,
and then they want to listen to like 16 hours of us for some reason.
Yeah.
Like that's their idea of like, you know, relaxation.
Yeah,
I do the same thing.
Exactly.
You know,
and I think you should just, I don't know, I'm always like, write or do stuff when you're inspired to do it. And if you aren't feeling inspired, okay, pull back.
Yeah.
You know, like it doesn't need to turn into drudgery or like, you know, this every single day three. Okay. You know, like some days, like yesterday, I was like, just, I had so many ideas with it. And now I'm like, okay, maybe I'll pull back. Like, I, you know. But, yeah, so, you know, that podcast and NYT Vows and I write recaps of The Bachelor.
I was going to say, don't you also do The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Oh, full disclosure, I have never seen The Bachelor.
Oh, my gosh.
But I read your tweets.
Yay!
That's all. That's, like, the most interaction I have with some of these shows.
Hang on. What do you do with that in regards to The Bachelor?
Do you know The Bachelor on ABC?
Yes. Yeah. I watched earlier seasons.
Okay. How long has it been on?
It's been on for many years.
I think, like, 15 or 18 years.
And there's still Bachelors out there.
I know.
Are they scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point?
This year they did. Oh, my God, Ari.
Because they go, it's like any of these shows, they go through people. So sometimes if you don't get on the first season, you might want to come back again, and then
exactly. And they've developed this formula where every new Bachelor or Bachelorette is a participant from a previous season. So like,
they are seasoned in what to do.
So I know. I think they're more directable.
Now, are they in SAG by now? Because they're clearly acting, some of them.
I mean, yeah, they both,
right?
Yeah, honestly.
They're learning on the job.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, because they're all too good at being like, you know what? This roller coaster is a lot like love. You know, like it's just like every day.
There's someone in the back who's like, make it bigger.
I know. Like,
try it again, but bigger.
Exactly.
Like, sorry.
Talk about your dead dad now.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, it does feel very, like directed. But yeah, I just write recaps on my blog. And I started doing that like probably like, 08 or 09. And it's just like me being snarky and mostly talking about fashion or hair and then just being like, look at this guy, what a loser. Like, I try not to be super mean, but I am, like, silly and sometimes, like, you know, snarky. But it's how I got my book deal. So, like...
There you go.
I mean, that was back in the day when,
and this
you
is
know,
a blog that you did, or did you say a Twitter account?
It was a blog. And then sometimes I'll, like, tweet during the show, too.
Yeah.
God.
Once again, that's the only interaction I have with a lot of... Because I don't watch a lot of television, but I follow you and a couple of other people that tweet about these shows, and that's all I know about them. So what's happening right now?
Well, right now we're between seasons.
Okay.
Thank God, so I have my life back. I mean, it like, eats your Mondays, you know?
Because so you have to live tweet, so you have to watch it live. You can't just ideally, watch it whenever
exactly.
you want to.
And because the pace of, like, the conversation now, too, is that, like, if somebody's like, oh, no spoilers, like, I don't know how long you're going to last not getting spoilers, you know?
Yeah.
which I know it's so stupid. Like, did Brenda go home? Don't tell me. Like, it's so dumb. But, so stupid.
And should you ever get, like, dressed down for a spoiler, like, on Facebook or Twitter or something? People are like, you said it. It's like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's up to you. That's on you.
Yeah.
For, like,
exactly.
There are times when I have avoided social media because of that.
Yeah.
So, like, when I was watching Walking Dead and I skipped, like, 1 week and I was like, okay, no black bloggers, no black Twitter. Because that's all everybody was talking about.
Yeah.
like, dude, what happened with Rick and Michonne? I'm like, I don't want to know. So I'm just going to stay off social media.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
I've done that
But
too.
That's awesome. I love that. It's in between seasons. When do they start again? And you're going to start live tweeting them again when they come back?
Yeah, it's love.
And why haven't they contacted you?
Oh, I mean, I think everyone and their brother is into, you know, I mean, I ghost wrote a book proposal for Tanner and Jade, who were participants in the show.
Oh, ghostwriting. I've done some ghostwriting.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting.
Every reality TV celebrity out there has a ghostwriter somewhere nearby.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
They're all.
And the ideas range from, I've got an actual idea to, you know who I am.
Yeah.
Can I just get, like, a rundown of what my book might be?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you. I just want you to put everything together.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes those are the best clients.
Wow. Because is it just, like, inspirational stuff from this recognizable face?
Yeah, it's whatever you think I should have written.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, that's kind of remarkable. Because also, I think that maybe that person, like, you as an outside observer of that person might be more, like, thoughtful about how you're perceived, here's what people, you know.
Here's what people want from you.
Yeah.
And also, because I'm a writer, you're a writer, you're a writer as well. Like,
we're all writers.
You know, we know how to write. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be a lot easier. Sometimes people want to have an interview with you. Sometimes they're like, frankly, like I said, you know who I am.
Yeah.
So let's just see some chapters.
Wow.
Like some outlines.
You can't name names, can you?
No. Of course, because ghost.
Yeah, I know, it's true.
You know, ghostwriting.
Yeah.
We got the four R's.
I have a penis news. This is my favorite segment.
Okay.
This is a penis news. A member on the move. Dick update. Scrum stories. What's happening in dicks? So I just thought this was interesting. There's a GQ, which is still around, apparently.
Yeah, I like those men's magazines.
They're interesting. I find that a lot of the men's magazines, I'm like, are women writing these? Sometimes I feel like they have women doing the writing.
I think so.
Especially when they're trying to give them advice on things, they're trying to nudge them in a different direction.
Right. Yeah.
But this is a GQ doctor. Dr. Nick Knight. Dr. Nick Knight. No thanks. So it's people write him all the time and say, hey, I want a bigger penis. How can I do this?
All men.
How can I do this?
Big dicks are overrated.
Yes.
I don't get this obsession.
Yeah. We talk about this all the time. Gentlemen, whatever you have going on is fine.
Just
develop your repertoire.
Yeah. Give me a nice medium.
Yeah. You can do other things.
Mm-hmm.
You can
all
do
kinds
other things.
Of things.
It doesn't always have to be about the penis.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, so he talks about the myths, right? So first is oral drugs. He was like, anything with vitamins, hormones, herbs, virgins, milk from a goat.
Blood.
Oh, any of this kind of stuff. Anything on the internet. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't work. And yet we see stuff all the time. Like, every time you turn around, there's, like, a new pill to make the Johnson bigger. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, could you ever take a pill to make your hands bigger? Like, would you believe that that's possible?
Well, that's the thing.
You know?
Like, I want smaller feet. It's not going to happen.
Hands. Exactly.
Yes. Huge hands, small feet.
Small feet.
Yeah. You know? Oh, my God.
Should I take a pill to make my ass look bigger?
Yeah.
I wish.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
The other thing is creams. Because people ask him, like, can I rub a cream onto my penis?
You can, but it's not going
to... No.
Man, that's some sensitive skin,
you
know? Like, what? That seems very foolish. Oh, my God.
But then there's something here. I'd never heard of this before. It's called gelging. Have you heard of this?
No. What is gelging?
J-E-L-G-I-N-G. It's a verb.
Okay.
To gelg, I guess.
It
is a technique. And basically, It says, will you turn yourself into a cow and milk your penis from base to head? So apparently, what? The theory is that if you elongate the three columns of soft tissue that comprise the penis, it'll look bigger. It's temporary, but it should work.
What?
Yeah. So jelking. But so don't overdo it.
So jelking, basically, it's just like beating yourself off, but like...
But in a non-sensual way.
Okay. And in a way that's more therapeutic, would you say? Kind of like, you know, when you do yoga and you get a little taller because everything is a little more...
Is aligned.
Aligned, yeah, and stretched.
I think this just leads to a guy beating off.
I'm imagining.
But also, like... So, if it's just for a little while, well, what do you need it for? Like,
I don't know.
A photo?
Maybe you're with your partner, like, hold on. Gel.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Exactly. Ta-da! It's going to go down, so snap the pic now.
Yeah,
you know, like, what?
So, the other one is the penis pump, which we've reported on before.
Why is it always pumps? I mean, I wouldn't want to put my dick into a, like...
A device.
Yeah.
Any kind of device.
Exactly.
Well, they say that it only... So, it only looks big... When it's in the pump. What good is that?
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, do you want to be like, hey, partner, check out my dick's going to be big. Hold on, let me just put it, like, now.
And then, and that looks huge.
That's it. Then they mentally, they're just like, yeah, it's big. I can actually say it's big. Just for this moment in time.
But then when you take it off, it shrinks back down.
Yeah.
Which, that is not a good look. If you're trying to have something look big, you don't need it to shrivel up 2 seconds later.
Yeah.
So, that's not... So, he said if you want to have... a penis that looks bigger. Here's what you actually can do.
It's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all.
I guess. So he's saying that these are, you first lose weight. That's the number one thing.
Because everything's relative to everything else.
Yeah.
It
says when you're overweight, actually there's a fat that builds up above the base of the penis called the suprapubic area. So the obscurity from the fat pad makes it look shorter.
Mm.
So there's actually some fat dick.
There is some, there's some hidden penis in the fat.
There's hidden penis in the fat.
Oh my God, I love it.
And in addition to making your dick look bigger, also you will probably live longer. And you could use your penis longer.
Yeah. Hey, there are some other good things out of not being super fat.
Yeah. So he's saying also to manscape. So if you trim the area around the penis, it looks larger.
Yeah. The illusion.
The illusion.
Largeness. Okay.
So finally, these are like the nuclear options. Surgery.
Surgery.
Where they cut the suspensory ligament, and then the penis isn't any bigger, but it just, the dong hangs lower.
Whoa.
Wow, that's pretty...
That's extreme.
That's so extreme. I can't believe that surgery is even possible. Like,
The snip and then dong hangs a little bit lower.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then the other one, and this is something...
Hey, guys. Dong hanging lower?
It's like a half a centimeter lower.
I just want to show off in the gym locker room when I'm walking around. You know, like, what? Like,
what? Well, I don't know. What? Really? I wouldn't... If I had a penis... You are not cutting anything.
No, it's so sensitive.
Yes.
I mean, a penis is just like all like blood vessels and a tiny bit of skin around it. Like,
don't mess with it.
Right.
And the other thing, and I didn't know about this, and I thought I knew everything about penis enlargement attempts. You could actually have a pump implanted.
No! A robo dick.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I had no idea. I could see that if you're having some kind of issue with your penis.
Okay,
or
maybe
if you are transitioning and you've constructed a penis out of something, I can see.
Okay.
But just to make it look a little bigger? No.
No.
Implanted. What if it just goes off?
Yeah.
When you're like on the bus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like, how do you get like remote controlled, presumably? I mean, you don't have like a knob.
That's what I'm saying. You know? Is there an app? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, what controls it?
Yeah.
Once again, it's like, hold on a second. Pump, pump, pump. Yo!
And what if, your partner decides to make off with the controlling device? And it's like, you're at work
Someone
and you're
stole
like,
my remote.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to give a presentation.
Oh, what if
you sure are?
You can't give it down. You can't get it back down.
Yeah.
It's like a, what is it? A garage door. You
know,
like, come on. These
it
things
keeps don't going up and down, up and down. That's terrible.
That's so crazy.
So that's my my hashtag penis.
Nice.
Gentlemen, whatever you have is fine.
Yes.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm sure you have hands as well. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Expand your repertoire.
Okay. So I have some advice on advice.
All right. So advice on advice is a segment where we find advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
And we improve upon it by giving our advice on the advice. Hence, hashtag advice on advice. So who is it today?
Today it's Dear Abby.
Okay. Mm.
But this is in honor of our guest and all the nuptial related work that you do.
Hey.
The work that you do, I like that.
Very involved in that community.
Yes.
I'm really trying to make a difference.
The work that you do. in the matrimonial community.
Yes, yes. Yes.
I am a bridesmaid for my brother's upcoming wedding. However, his fiance is throwing out some crazy mandates for the big day.
Why are people doing this?
Sounds like a bridezilla.
Yes.
Hey, watch it Friday at 10. Okay.
All right, number one. So here's a list of the mandates. Okay. All family members must wear contact lenses. Glasses will not be allowed because they look ugly in pictures.
Are you kidding?
What?
Yeah. You know, oh my God. Say that everyone just go and just crash into shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Refuse to wear the don't wear the glasses, don't wear the contacts, and just knock things over, like the Unity candle
exactly.
or whatever the fuck they have.
Unity.
Whatever.
Oh, my God.
Number two, she made my father get dental work to improve his smile.
What? Was he British? What happened?
Number three.
And he did it.
Yeah. Well, number three, I recently tore my ACL, and she says I can't bring crutches to the ceremony because she doesn't want them in the pictures.
Oh, God. So she's going to be blind and, like,
flailing
around.
Right? So how much more of this should our family put up with? No, I love her as my niece's mother, but not as my future sister-in-law. Hmm. Would it be better to tell them that I won't be a bridesmaid? I'm afraid to speak up because I want a relationship with my niece. Hmm. Signed, Afraid of Bridezilla.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. I mean, those are above and beyond. Like, I thought you were going to be like, she wants us all to wear this dress, and it's very expensive.
No.
Like,
that is crazy.
Yeah.
Everyone, that's crazy stuff, yeah.
So the first one, everyone must wear contact lenses?
Yes. So no glasses in
the entire family.
Yes, everybody. That is going to be in the
picture. It's always so weird to me when some bride or groom is insistent that everyone not look how they normally look. You know, it's like, if your dad always wears glasses, isn't it going to be bizarre to be like, oh, here are all our wedding pictures. Yeah. Doesn't everyone look, it's just.
And who are these people?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, we've heard too, we've read some advice where it's normal for a bride to slim down. I mean, I was like about to pass out, right? Because I went that far. Because you want to look a certain way for the pictures. Mm-hmm. That's it. But we've also heard about people trying to force bridesmaids to lose weight.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like. Crazy. Or people not being included in a wedding because of how they look.
Yes, because you didn't want anybody pregnant or heavy or looking any different. Because they want a uniform picture. They want everyone to be looking.
They want you to change your hair.
Yes.
And, like, either tan or don't get tan.
Yeah.
You know, like, which is so, it's insane to me to have the audacity to think I can tell people exactly how to look. Like,
yeah.
I mean, already I'm not really huge on the whole, like, dresses, all, you know, I mean. But
because it's like, oh, it's my big day, therefore I'm able to say this.
But why are we still doing this royal style with, like, groomsmen and bridesmaids? It's just you and the dude or the chick or whoever, the two people. Mm-hmm. What is with this fucking wedding party?
Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm.
We're all middle class, if that.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, wedding parties are like, to me, it's kind of juvenile. It's very like, look at all my friends, you know? Like, what? Do you have the confidence to just be like, yo, I'm rolling?
Why do you have to have them all, like, flanking you and then following you around?
For my wedding, I was like, everybody get away from me. It's me. Mm-hmm. You know? Maybe my husband can be in the pictures, too. it was about me and my dress and me putting this stuff together. I don't want 20 women.
Yeah.
You know, and they do it, the pictures too, they do it in like descending order. So it's like a weird triangle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, like, right. Of height. And then who is going to be, and then matching you up with the groomsmen.
Oh, I know.
And then by height or personality.
Yeah. And there's
like,
so many
people.
You guys
are going to be walking next to each other, so you've got to get along.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't have to get along with this guy.
Yeah. I'm not going to fuck this guy because we have to walk together. Yeah.
I'm going to see him for 30 seconds one day of my life. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be walking with him, so you guys should be friends.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre.
I don't care.
But that's so bizarre. I don't understand that at all. It makes no sense. I think in some of the pictures I've seen, there's so many fucking people in the wedding party that everyone's tiny in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Because the photographer had to go, like, across the street to take the picture of, like, the 50 people.
A lot of updos.
Yeah, I know. I joke around sometimes where I'm like, if you don't have the bridal party from which you can have a basketball tournament, don't even try me. You know? Like, you'll hear about like 10 people. It's like, if you can do a 5-on-5 basketball game, the bridal party's too big. You know? Like,
five bridesmaids?
Yeah, 10.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yes,
there's
been
at least 10?
At least 6 to 8.
Yeah.
Minimum 6 to 8. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then you got to do the bachelorette party. You've got to do the bridal shower.
Oh, I know.
You have to do, oh my God, there's so much.
I think it's okay and cute when you're in your 20s. But at this point, I'm not going to a wedding in my 40s and seeing fucking some old ass bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
Like, it kind of ends.
Forced to wear.
Kind of stops.
Hopefully.
But the thing is, But also, it's like after the wedding, and then the bride's like, see ya, I'm married now. So they go off into a world of married people. Like,
yes.
Bye, all of you who just dropped a couple of grand on my wedding.
So the bride's being like, this is the last time I will see you.
Exactly, yes.
Bask.
I know. I have this tweet where I'm like, it's supposed to be a quote from the bride where I'm like, I married my best friend, the bride said, standing next to like six women who each dropped $5,000 apiece to celebrate this day.
You know, yes.
It's like,
yes.
How offensive is that?
It is.
He's my best friend. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah,
goodbye.
You know? Like, wow. Yeah. What did you get me? You know, like, oh my God, the money. I tell you, the money that I could have in my 401k now.
I know.
That was pure anger that paused people.
I know.
You listen closely.
I get really
I know.
Pissed.
I'm in like a debt consolidation program right now.
Yeah.
And I mean, and I joke around. I'm like, I was in a sorority in college. I spent all my 20s going to weddings. Mm-hmm. And I remember like one gal saying, she's like, oh, Selena, like, you know, when it's your day, like, it'll all come back to you, whatever.
It will?
Yeah. And I remember I said to her at the time, I was like, no, it won't, because I'm not doing any of this. Like,
yeah.
I just, since I was freaking 22, I've known I don't want any of that. You know, so I was like, it was fun, but I just always knew one hand wouldn't wash the other.
Yeah.
You know, and so now I'm in debt consolidation. So anyway, I hope everyone enjoyed their weddings.
Wow. Yeah, I think maybe I'm just an evil person, because I never went to anybody. I went to one wedding one time, and generally, when I got to be in my 20s, when people were having weddings, I just sent them a C note.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I don't like weddings. I mean, I was at my own, obviously, but frankly, I just don't see the point.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see the point.
I mean,
especially because everyone gets divorced.
Yeah.
So then you put out all this money. How many weddings did you guys attend?
And by the way, who's really in love? All right. I got to tell you, looking at all these married couples and people that I've known, I'm like, you guys aren't really in love. You're just like a team.
Yeah.
For the time being, and then you're kind of trying all this out.
Yeah, like
and
you both happen to want the similar things at the same time.
Yeah.
And all your friends are getting married, so you're like, you? Okay.
It might be a good deal financially. You can get some health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You can get some money.
At least have finance, if not romance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something going on. I was lucky, too. I guess a lot of my friends were very alternative and gay, and they, until recently, could not get married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're all getting married.
Now they're all getting married, but we're all old, so they're like, hey, it's just a party.
Yeah.
Just show up.
Yeah.
All right, so
what is the advice? The advice is, you're afraid. Your brother's fiance.
You're afraid?
I know, because it was afraid of Bridezilla.
Okay.
That was who signed it. So, dear afraid, your brother's fiance appears to have gone off the deep end. Weddings are supposed to be about love, commitment, and the joining together of two families, and not the photo album. Hey.
Hey. Sometimes the photo album is all you have. Okay? That's the...
While I sympathize with her desire for a perfect wedding, the idea that your parents and her mother must invest in contact lenses or missing the ceremony and reception because glasses aren't allowed is ludicrous.
I wouldn't even know how to put a contact lens in.
Exactly. I don't. I need glasses to see things far away.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not about...
I've never used contacts. Have you?
Yeah, I have. But it's like... the thing is, like, I'm not even putting those in for you.
I mean, I would only do contact lenses if I'm going to play, like, an alien in a movie or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but for a wedding?
For a wedding, And the suggestion that you leave your crutches and risk further damaging your ACL is off the chart.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, she can't move without her crutches. And she's going to have her hobbling around.
So what kind of bee is going to be in the family?
I can see in the picture just saying, like, you know, set the picture up. Bring the woman in on the crutches. Have somebody hold the crutches off the side and take the picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Maybe she's worried about the video.
ACL recovery. I mean, that's
serious
business.
Yeah.
Talk to your brother. Perhaps he can make his lady love see the light. If not...
I have a problem with that lady love.
I wouldn't blame you and your parents and her mother, by the way, if you decide to skip the show. And now, I see a way bigger problem down the line with dealing with...
This isn't just about the wedding.
Yeah. You're going to say goodbye to your brother, say goodbye to your niece.
Yeah.
If you do get involved with these people for any kind of holiday or get-together, expect more of this and worse from this bee.
Yeah. If you go along with this, it's like in a relationship. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, the way, however you set things up at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
you really, once you go through it, it's like, well, you accepted this at the beginning. Like, what's the problem now? What's the big deal?
Yeah, you teach people how to treat you. And if you start as like, okay, well, we're begrudgingly going along with this, like, nope, now you've told this bride, okay, she calls the shots, the entire family caters to her, you know?
Yeah, so...
She's trying to assert herself over everybody.
Right. And so nobody should let her get away with it?
I say nobody go. Screw it.
Or also...
boycott it.
Yeah, like, boycott, but also maybe, like, either have a sit-down conversation or write her a letter that's like, hey,
you're a huge B.
Here's the deal. Yeah, like, this is not appropriate, and here's why. But, you know? Yeah.
I don't know why people think when they're getting married that's a license to be a complete asshole.
No. It's so crazy.
It's shocking.
It's so
because
crazy.
It's so valued. Getting married is so valued in our society. It's it's so socially acceptable. And so everyone's like really, I mean, there's so many perks and benefits.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
To it.
I mean, the health insurance is okay. The taxes.
Oh, it's not like that. All these things. But I mean, socially, no. You always have a date wherever you go. People are more like, the guys get they get a bigger raise.
Yeah.
They're just seen as
they're
a provider.
Seen as more stable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's so many things. And so.
But they don't last. 50% of them are over in, like, what is it, the first 3 to 5 years? Mm-hmm. People get divorced.
Yeah.
But it's such an indicator
but you got married.
Like adulthood. Yeah. Exactly. Like, I think people almost prefer that you at least have a divorce under your belt.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I'm
37 and, like, never married. And I
never divorced either.
Yeah. But, like, sometimes I'm like, I feel like, oh, shit, I wish I had a divorce to at least try it out. Like, look, I could try to do it, you know, like.
It's
so
many women
guys
have tried
it. There are a lot of women out there who said they don't want to date a guy who's around our age if he's never been married. Mm-hmm. Divorced, doesn't have a kid,
mm-hmm.
and
I know, it's so like, weird. What people will associate as like signs of like
because you could have had meaningful relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can see if you're a little nervous about a guy who's never had a meaningful relationship,
right.
Or maybe has never lived with another person before, because then that's kind of like a little bit weird.
Yeah,
because then if you're the first person to be in a serious relationship with this guy who's in his 40s, or the first time he's cohabited with someone, that's a little like
it's tough.
Yeah,
but I mean, just because you didn't get married and then didn't get divorced,
yeah, and you don't know someone's story, like you know,
maybe they at the last minute they were like, I'm calling this off,
exactly,
right?
You know, or
you
maybe they were
that.
Like super career focused or had families. Like I don't know. For myself, I feel like I've been so focused on stand up and. You know, I moved around a bunch right after college, like Chicago, South Boston, New York, like, and I never took any of it very seriously. And then I woke up one day and I was like, all my friends are married. Wait, why are we, you know, and I don't know. Like, you just never know. It's not that someone's like dysfunctional. It could just be like,
doing other things.
Yeah,
and that wasn't
you know?
The priority because it's not like, it's not a goal.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not a thing that you have to. Gotta check this off.
Exactly, but so many people treat it like it is. It's
but
very
you,
like you
anybody can do it.
Yes,
okay, it's not like it's a club that's hard to get into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
anyone could go out there and find somebody who's not paying attention,
right?
Who will marry them for a short period of time.
Yeah,
like, there's nothing to write home about. For some reason, I was just thinking that would be a good reality show of like the people who they call it off at the last minute, and they should call it off,
calling it quits.
Yes,
copyrighted. You know it.
Yes,
with Selena.
It's the opposite of the show where they get married.
It's the thing that ended the relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
well,
so,
have you guys read on? I think it's on Vulture or The Cut, the website that's like New York Magazine's website. They have a whole series about like breakups, and it's just fascinating because you read, you know, how the people got together, and it's often like long term or engagement called off, and it's fascinating to read about like what went down. How each party processed it. And then, you know, it's far enough away back that, you know, both parties are pretty calm about it. And they're like,
so both parties are writing about it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's my
weird.
God.
It's so good.
See, mine wasn't even that sensitive. I just wanted to see people call it off at the last minute. That's all. I don't know how that would be a reality show.
I know. Oh, my God.
There's got to be a way to reverse engineer The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah, reverse engineer The Bachelor.
To make it that, like,
no,
they don't want to get married.
Yeah, well, that's what happened at the end of this season of The Bachelor, where, like, you know, and, I mean, the season's out, and it's been out for a while, but...
Spoiler alert, for anyone who hasn't seen the old season.
I know, I was like, well, you didn't see any People Magazine or Us Weekly for months. But the guy, Ari, proposed to this girl, Becca... And, you know, it dumped this girl, Lauren. So he proposes to the brunette, dumps the blonde. I was sort of shocked.
That doesn't happen on TV.
I know. Yeah, I was like, what? The blonde always wins.
No. Yeah. She should have just bleached her hair real fast.
I know. But so he proposes to her. They're engaged, you know, secretly because they film the show in advance. And like that, you know, then they have to kind of date or be engaged on the DL. They date, you know, so they're engaged. Lauren is processing her heartbreak. Like 6 weeks to 2 months later, he realizes, oh, wait, I made the wrong decision. Dumps Becca, and it's being videotaped, and they air the breakup. Like, it was hard to watch.
How?
Yeah.
Well, so they continue to film?
Yeah, they'll film some, basically sort of like B-roll. Be like,
okay.
Oh, you know, to, and I think the sort of guys, not the guys, but like the producers will be like, yeah, we just, you know, we don't want to have some footage of you guys, like, dating and sort of dealing with being engaged, but it's not public knowledge yet.
Okay.
So I guess that they, like, planned a weekend where, like, he knew he was dumping her. The producers knew he was dumping her.
She didn't know.
No. She goes, she thinks they're just spending a weekend together doing some B-roll and being engaged and stuff. And he, like, dumps
doing
her.
Some B-roll? Yeah. I was just here for the B-roll.
Yeah, I thought I was just going to want to walk along the edge of a lake, you know? But so he dumps her, and it's all videotaped, like, terrible. And then he picks back up with Lauren and gets back together with her. And it's, like, and that actually wasn't videotaped, with which I thought was so fucked. Because it's, like, oh, so Becca gets dumped on camera.
Yeah.
Lauren gets the privacy of having this conversation, you know, just with Ari.
Did she, like, take him?
Yeah, she took him back.
Why?
Wow.
Yeah, and now they're engaged.
I don't think I could trust someone like that.
Also, wow. I wonder, like, what her parents think of him. You know, if they're like, wow, our daughter came home from the show friggin' heartbroken, and then after 2 months, you decided, oh, wait, no, you. You know,
that's
like,
good TV.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
was
not
a,
what they thought.
It was a good season. I know.
So when the woman was dumped, did she fall to the ground and kind of like, no? Did they have a drone shooter from above? Like, how dramatic was it?
You know? She, I mean, she literally, like, she reacted very much how I think I would, where she was just like, you're kidding, right? Like, she just sort of was in disbelief. He was such a pussy that he basically, like, didn't fully say it. Like, I hate it when guys do that, where, like, they'll kind of get to the edge of that conversation, and then they make you be like, wait, you're breaking up with me? Like,
oh, no.
Yeah.
It was so obnoxious.
I've never been there before. I used to just leave town after 6 months, so I don't know how the breakup process goes.
Well,
I would probably punch somebody in the face.
Oh, my God. I mean, I get so good. She, like, remained so calm, and she
really?
Was just like, okay. And she's like, you want to be with Lauren? So we're done. And he's like, yeah. And so she's like, okay, leave. Like, I admire that. Like,
good
I think,
for her.
Yeah, when there's a breakup, it's like,
all
there's
right.
nothing to figure out.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. You want to go.
Yeah. Like, get out of the shot.
Exactly.
And you're on my light.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to go walk along the edge of a lake now.
Alone.
You know? But he, then he, like, wouldn't leave, and he, like, kept lurking around, and she was like, please
what?
Leave.
Lurking?
For yeah. what? What would he think, now wants to be, like, feel better.
Yes.
Like,
he doesn't want to be the bad guy.
Yeah,
he wants to
he's
be,
acting
like,
to get kicked in the dick.
Oh, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, I mean, there were so many articles afterwards that were like, dude, this is inappropriate, like, respect her wishes.
Yeah, leave.
Her
you just said you don't. You're done with
yeah,
her.
You're, like, not the, then, you're not the good guy.
Then
go
be done.
Away. Yeah,
be done and go and find with Lauren or
Lauren,
whatever.
Yeah.
So they're
you're
together
free,
now.
Go.
I guess.
Yeah. And but Becca's the next Bachelorette.
Is that how this works?
That often is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And because also I think ABC looked so bad, like, having this whole thing play out. Like, I think a lot of people were like, Becca was done wrong. It's a shame.
They did her dirty.
Yeah.
They did her dirty.
So aww. I think ABC, to try to, like, redeem themselves, is like, well, she's the next Bachelorette. So
is it if
she
every
gets
other
her chance? This is her day
to screw someone over.
Yeah.
And I hope she does. I hope she
goes
on,
like,
a fucking warpath.
The emotional flame on all these guys.
Yeah. I would choose each guy and then get rid of each guy.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then go back to each
choose
guy.
Choose each guy, figure out his own insecurities.
Yeah.
Real man.
That's the show.
Yeah.
So, do they switch? Is it a Bachelor one season and Bachelor at the
yes,
next?
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
Which is nice to have that parody, because it didn't used to be. It used to be, like, The Bachelor, and then they had Trista, this one gal who was The Bachelorette after, like, 8 seasons of The Bachelor. So, now it is one-to-one.
So, what are the differences as an expert in this arena?
Yeah.
What are the differences between the male, The Bachelor, and The Bachelorette?
Great question. I feel like
people... Thank you.
Yeah.
From Hey, You Know It in the back, I just wanted to ask.
I feel like people always want to say, like, oh, well, the women are more catty, right? And I got to say, actually, the houses are equally catty.
Dude, like, they're super competitive.
Yes.
Oh, they may not even want that woman, but they want to win.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I think things are actually very similar in the houses because, you know, it's just a lot of boredom, I think, for the participants. And they're
just milling around.
Yeah, they're
waiting.
Stuck in the house. They can't even read a book. I mean, it's crazy.
They can't read a book.
Oh, they're, like, isolated in this house, and they have no cell phone, no computer, no books. I think you're allowed to bring either the Bible or, like, the Torah or the Quran if you want.
You can't bring, like, a Shakespeare compendium or something useful we could put on a
exactly.
play.
Exactly. Some, like, literary classics, you know?
Yeah.
No.
Dickens.
Yeah.
They
no.
have no other source of...
You know, I would definitely organize some kind of show.
Yeah. Oh, I know. You know, I'd be like, it's stand-up night,
talent
everybody.
Show.
Yeah, talent show.
Yeah, all they do is, like, tan and get drunk, because it's, like, all they can do.
No,
you know?
I'd be like, places,
Yeah, I know. Wow. We're gonna reenact Clue the movie.
Yeah,
so good.
Let's go.
But yeah, within every house, there's always like one guy or girl who like everyone kind of hates. You know, so the dynamics of the group dynamics are always the same, and I always find that kind of fascinating to watch. Just like, oh, that's this year's Sienna, you know, or whatever.
So they cast it very close to the type.
Yeah, you can tell that they always.
That's fascinating.
Like, yeah, it's. I mean, a lot of people shit talk it, and I get why. Like in many ways, it's troublesome or whatever, or problematic, but. But in many ways, like, from a sociological standpoint, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Just, like, you know, which people don't like which people and how formulaic that always is and who sniffs it out first and then who talks to the bachelor and is like, yo, she's not here for the right reasons. Usually that person gets screwed over because, like...
She's not here for the right reasons.
Oh, I know. Well, that's the... I know.
Yeah, yeah, they're just trying to get the guy or
yeah,
the girl.
Yeah. I know, but they think... Sometimes people will feel like, oh, you're here because you want to, like, become a D-list celebrity.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, then you're not there to love Ari.
If you play your cards right, that's probably the best you can...
Yeah.
Yeah, you mean you see what happened with Becca and Lauren.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, yeah, these people always become, like, Instagram celebrities. And then they're, like, peddling, you know, like, shake weights and stuff. Like, it's so weird. So weird.
Penis enlargement.
Yeah, they're like, look at these sunglasses. Do you like them? Use code TIA. Or, you know, like... It's really
weird. Wow, that's rough.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird world.
I haven't watched a lot of reality TV shows. I used to watch Real Housewives, mm-hmm. and then one day I was, because we were talking about like the psychological aspect of it, one time I was watching one of the shows, and they were being so cruel to this one woman. Mm-hmm. Now, she wasn't a great character. Mm-hmm. Like, she wasn't playing a really generous character, but it reminded me of behavior that I saw when I was in middle school, and I just couldn't watch it anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just very mean girls, and just, and I was like, this isn't fun for me.
Yeah.
This woman, she's not nice. I probably wouldn't like her in real life, but what they're doing to her right now is wrong, right? And I just got too upset, and I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't want to get entertainment from watching someone's, like, worst day.
Yeah, because I turn on those shows to be, you know, to get out of reality.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see people suffering in that kind of way, it's not fun.
I wonder how badly everybody is treated so the worst in each person comes out. What is the show, like, where, you know, the one, it's, like, on channel whatever, where the people end up in fistfights and throwing chairs at each other?
Maury Povich
or something.
Yeah. Jerry Springer.
Yeah. Jerry Springer, what they do there, they fly people out, but they give them the worst flight path, so they're on, like...
They rile them up.
Yeah, so they're traveling for many more hours than they should be.
Oh, my God.
They get in really late at night, then they have to get up, and then they have alcohol waiting for them, so they drink, have to get up super early.
They don't eat.
No food.
Oh, my God.
Yes, the no food.
The green room is just like, you know... Literature.
Yeah.
So they're tired, they're overwrought, they're brought there also for the wrong reason, and then they're really ambushed.
They're disoriented.
So they're tired and hungry and emotional, and so that's how they're getting these people, and they throw them on a plane and send them right back to where they came from.
God. I have to say, though, if I were on a show like The Bachelor and I was stuck in a house without literature, I might lose my mind, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
If there was nothing, not a newspaper.
And then there's always producers being like, don't you guys all love The Bachelor so much? What do you, like, it's just because they want you to just focus on this right here. They don't want you to have any sense of, like, oh, the world's bigger than this. Like, they want you to be in this really hyper-focused sort of crisis mode.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, similarly, like... You hear a lot of horror stories that, like, it's just a lot of drinking, a lot of sleep deprivation. It was very, like, sort of sorority pledging type stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And on that note, if people are looking to find you online, where can they do so?
My regular Twitter, and, well, on my Twitter, website, Instagram is all Selena Kopick. So
okay.
It's SelenaCopock. And then NYT Vows is Twitter and Instagram.
Okay.
I
didn't know you had Instagram. All right, I'm going to follow that.
Yeah.
What are the pictures?
Well, on Instagram, I just do pictures of the tweets.
Okay.
Because I want it to kind of be the same.
The same. Okay.
Although once in a blue moon on Instagram, I did this one that I really love where I took a picture of this, like, it's like a ceramic gourd that my parents have in their bathroom. And I took a picture of it and I was like, the quotation underneath, I was like, no, we're so glad you went off the registry. This is great. You know? So I kind of want to do more of those where it's just kind of like a send up. And then on Sundays on the Instagram, I'll take pictures of the actual newspaper, like the actual announcements.
Okay.
And I'll sort of gently mock those. But those are, you know, I mean, they're real people, and often they'll get tagged in the comments, so, like, I try not to ever be, like, cruel at all, because these are real people, you know?
I didn't know those things still came out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they're out there, and people look for them. Yeah, so mm-hmm. that's amazing. So that's all you?
Yeah. So who knew?
I'm so into it. It's crazy. It's such a weird world.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's a great way to kind of critique it, but also have fun with it.
Exactly. And it combines everything.
Because it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Exactly. It's been there forever. And it combines so many things I love, like making fun of, like, WASPs and that elitist culture, you know, making fun of, like, the wedding industrial complex, making fun of, like, New York people who think that the world is New York City, you know, like,
yeah.
It just, like, touches on everything I love, you know?
That's awesome. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for being here.
I feel like I just rambled so hard.
That's what the podcast is.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.